Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. Hour number three starts now. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And those of you watching the game on Monday Night Football with the volume down, of course, so you can listen to the Odd Couple. You know the score is New England 8, Buffalo 7. And this looks like it's just going to be an all old school 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Do you remember that famous Patriots game in the snow, Chris, where the guy with the snow plow came and cleared the path for the Patriots to kick a game-winning field goal? Did you ever see that?
Yes.
That's a classic. Now, the NFL stopped that, but that was unfair. You know, like, he came out, cleared a spot, and then they kicked a game-winning field goal.
That was crazy. That was crazy. We got George Reister, or sometimes George known as George Wrongster. Yes. The host of Reister or Wrong, weeknights on Mad Dog Radio, also a Fox Sports Radio weekend host. So he'll join us at the bottom of the hour. He's always a load of fun. And Rob, you'll recall that when we made our preseason picks,
yes,
my pick for MVP this year, my prediction was Tom Brady.
Not Patrick Mahomes, not Jordan-esque.
Nope. It Why was not? Tom Brady. I thought Brady'd have an MVP year.
Okay.
And Jordan didn't win it every year. In fact, he only won 5.
No, I'm just asking.
So you don't win it every year, even if you're Jordan-esque. But Tom Brady, Rob, right now is the front runner for the MVP. Rob G, is that according to Fox Bet?
And according to BetMGM, so whoever you like, he is the favorite.
So he is the favorite. And Josh Allen's number 2, right?
As of last year.
And Aaron Rodgers number 3, I think. But, Rob, look, it's an odd year. We've talked about it, how all the quarterbacks, and let's face it, it is a quarterback award, all of them have had some ups and downs, obviously some more than others.
Stinkers.
Yeah, they've all had a couple games here and there, whether it's Rodgers, I mean, the first game of the season. And even, you know, Rodgers missing a game because of COVID because he wasn't vaccinated. We usually would give him a pass, but he lied about it. So I'm not going to necessarily give him a pass
people.
On that. Yeah. I wouldn't hold it against him. I mean, if it's close, just the fact that he had to miss a game when he maybe, you know, wouldn't have had to before. I think some people might hold that against him. But in general, Rob, I wouldn't hold any of the shenanigans off the field against Aaron Rodgers if I had an MVP vote. But Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, whoever else you want to throw in there, am I missing somebody for the MVP race? They've all had their ups and downs. Dak Prescott. Kyler Murray's
stinkers of late.
Kyler's missed 3 games. I think
that hurts him.
That keeps him out of it, right?
That keeps him out.
Yeah, unless
he Dak has hurt himself the last couple of weeks, Chris. I think he's out. Patrick Mahomes.
He's hurting himself.
Patrick is out with back-to-back no touchdown games.
I wouldn't say he's totally out.
No, I think he's out.
I wouldn't say he's totally out.
Really?
Stafford. Yeah, because the game before that, he had 5 touchdowns.
I think Stafford
game before the last 2.
Stafford is hanging by a string unless he does some extraordinary stuff.
3 games, Rob. 3 straight games with pick sixes, and he's still in it? I think he's still in it, but I would say if he's in it, how can Mahomes not be in it?
Only because Mahomes has done stuff that I just can't see how someone, Chris, look at his body of work and think he had an MVP season. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, and Rob, and
that is
why. And I don't think he's close to winning it. I'm just saying he'd be, I don't know, 5th, 6th, something like that.
Okay, all right.
But, I mean, yeah. But I think Brady, and really by the standard you said, an MVP season. Right now, and there's still a good amount of football, five games left to be played. But right now, I think it's Brady. I really do. That's not because I picked him as my preseason pick, but I think it has to be Brady right now. He's leading the league in yards per game at 314 plus per game. One of only two quarterbacks over 300 yards a game. He's leading the league in touchdown passes with 34. So he's on pace to hit almost 50. He's had six, count them, six games this season with four or more touchdowns. That's insane. No other quarterback has more than two such games. Six with four more. Aaron Rodgers, I think Aaron Rodgers is second. And I think that's a come up for him because, you know, I think he had to climb. Like, I think at one time Lamar was up there. Dak was up there. Josh Allen was up there. And Rodgers was just steadily producing, winning games, not really making mistakes. And I think he's climbed to second, but he's only had two games with four or more touchdowns. And so I think, Rob, no matter how you slice it, I mean, Tom Brady, it's just a clinic when you watch them. The way it looks so easy. He's got a ton of receivers and he's spreading the ball. Gronk, Evans, Godwin, when AB was playing him, the backfield. I mean, he's just throwing the ball very well. And I don't think it's any doubt he's the MVP right now.
Did you hear that AB that they said they might release him? Did you see that?
Yeah, well, because according to Peter King, Rob, he may have fooled the organization for like 4 months.
Several months. But that's what people don't understand when they kept saying the difference between him and Rodgers. Like the organization got bamboozled. Like, seriously.
Right. And look, for Rodgers to lie to the media, you don't like it. But that's not anything lying to the team. And I thought, Rob, you know, I've bounced back and forth as we found out more information. At first, I thought he should have been suspended all year when I thought he fooled his teammates. Then I thought, oh, well, it looks like the first day or two, you know, a couple days he was there, he decided not to go ahead with the fake vax card. And now it seems like he did go ahead with it for a while. Weeks, months.
That's why he took the suspension, with no fight and pushback. Right.
You know what I think is going to be interesting, Rob? I think that, because remember, Tampa Bay, he's suspended for three games. Tampa Bay has said, we'll make a decision once he's eligible to play. So after these three games. I think, honestly, Rob, I think they're waiting to see how they look without him.
Right. If they play well, they're 5-0 with issues, they might. Right. They might just go like, yeah.
If they're looking good, I think they're going to cut him.
That's a piece. All right, Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady is having a very good season. I think his numbers are fugazi. I do not believe he's the leading candidate for MVP.
Wow.
Because
who is
of. I would still take Aaron Rodgers' body of work and his type of wins have been bigger than Tom Brady. And let me just go through it. Tom Brady's numbers against teams over 500. 13 touchdowns, 5 picks. And in one of those games, Miami had a performance when he had 5 touchdowns and no picks. So his numbers look good in that stretch. But Tom Brady's also, Chris, on pace to be only the second player in NFL history to throw the ball over 700 times. So,
and that's a negative?
Yeah, well, it's just like, of course his numbers are going to be balloon.
No, not of course.
Yes.
No, the more you throw, the more chance there are to make mistakes.
Well, he also, and speaking of that, he has 10 interceptions, 12 turnovers, which ranks in the bottom third of the NFL for quarterbacks with the turnovers. So it's not like he's been flawless. He has turned the ball over 12 times. That's in the bottom third. That's a big negative. The numbers he's put up.
Big negative.
Well, can I make my case? You made yours. Can I make mine? Then here's the other part. He's had two games against the Falcons, which have ballooned his numbers. This is why he's fugazi. Their defense is so bad. They're in the basement in the NFC South, right? They're giving up almost 28 points a game, second most in the NFL. while also giving the 8th most yards, Chris, per game at almost 370 a game. It's part of the reason why Brady.
Atlanta?
Yeah, why Brady has 644 yards and 9 touchdowns in 2 games against Atlanta. So his name, his numbers are astronomical because he's playing against really bad teams, including the Falcons and their defense. Now, when I look back and I look at Aaron Rodgers' season, you're right. It's not the year he had last year. But I look at going to Arizona without your top three receivers, winning a big game in that situation. 37 seconds left on the road against San Francisco. I just see there's a couple other situations where I look at and say he's put together a really consistent year. And I think since the first 2 turnovers, right, interceptions, does he only have 4 all year? I don't have his numbers in front of me. I think he only has 4.
4 interceptions.
Right. So they're not eye-popping, but I think he's played against better teams, better situations. They played the Rams, right? They did a job on the Rams. That's supposedly one of the teams in the NFC that's vying for the Super Bowl, and they were able to beat them pretty handily, and he played well against the Rams. So I look at games like that, and I say his body of work is against better teams, better competition than Brady. I'm not poo-pooing all of Brady's season. But Rodgers, right, has basically beat – remember the Bengals game? That was the other game, Chris, where his kicker missed 3 kicks. He had to drive his team down.
And so did Cincinnati's kicker.
No, but he had to keep driving them down to get themselves a chance to win that game. When Nick normally, you know, Crosby's normally money, this not this year.
Not this year.
He's had a bad year. But they were able to beat the Bengals there in that situation. And Rodgers, again, was clutch in order to move the team down to win. So I just think he's had bigger games. And that game was on the road, right? Wasn't that in Cincinnati? That was another road game. They have done, and Rob G, can you look it up real quick? What's their record on the road? Because now they got all these home games coming up. At the end of their schedule, they're like, I think they've only lost 1 road game.
You play who's in front of you. I'm not going to punish Tom Brady or anybody else for their schedule. He didn't make the schedule.
No, all but Chris,
and
piling up numbers against bad teams, though,
okay,
is all
I'm saying. But let's analyze that. Because Aaron Rodgers has 2 games this year with 4 more touchdowns. Guess who those games are against? Detroit. I don't even have to say anything, but
Detroit's on a hot streak. They just won.
Yeah, right. And Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Right, those teams are combined, Rob, 5-17-1. So don't give me all this, oh, he's been lighting it up against
great
teams.
Wait a minute.
You, 2 games with 4 more touchdowns.
But wait a minute. The Falcons have the second. They're giving up the second. They're the second worst defense.
It ain't just about the Falcons.
But it's a big
Brady
part of it. That's where his numbers are swollen.
He threw for 4 touchdowns and 375 yards against New Orleans. That's a defense for you.
Oh, they got a winning record?
He threw for 4 touchdowns against Chicago. That's a defense for you.
All these teams have losing records, Chris.
He threw for 5 touchdowns against Miami. Winners of five straight.
No, they had a losing record.
For you.
No, they were bad back
then. Those are teams that are winning. Dallas, he threw for 4 touchdowns and 379
yards. Week one or two? Stop it.
That's your argument?
They were bad. The Cowboys started the season bad.
They were not bad.
They
were actually playing better in the beginning of the year than they are now.
How did he do against Matthew Stafford and when they came to play the Rams?
Matthew Stafford and the Rams? He threw for 432 yards.
Did they win that game?
No, they lost. We had 1 touchdown, 0 interceptions.
Okay. And Miami,
it's a team sport, I'm told.
And Miami was in the midst of a 7 game.
They got the same record. They're both 9-3.
Miami was in the midst of a 7 game losing streak when Brady ate them
up.
They're in the midst of a five game winning streak.
Okay, they were bad back then.
Come on, Chris. You know that.
What's fugazi is
no,
your
what?
Argument.
No, it ain't.
Ugh. I mean, you going to when they played the team and all this and that. What the
how many teams?
Was.
How many
I
games?
Mean, come
has he,
on.
How many teams has he beaten over 500, Chris? Hello.
He's 9-3.
Hello.
I mean, I don't think they've played many teams over 500.
No, if you remember, everybody said they were going to go undefeated because they had a weak schedule.
I didn't say that.
You don't remember that?
Rob. Okay, listen. He beat Dallas. They beat New England. I think it's Miami. Was Miami 5-7? They beat the Colts, who are 500 right now. So, you know, you beat who's on the schedule. They're both 9-3. I think, look, Rodgers having a nice season, but to pick apart Brady's numbers like that is just, come on, man. He's got 11 more touchdowns.
I'd love to hear what people got to say on this because I think they're going to be with me.
Well, we'll see. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Who is the MVP right now?
Aaron
Rodgers or Tom Brady? Your turn to tell us. Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And for those of you who don't know, what you just heard, it was 2-on-1. It was 2-against-1. It was me, Chris Broussard, against Rob Parker and Rob G.
What are you talking about?
Rob G was all up in Rob's ear, giving him all the anti-Brady stats.
What are you talking about?
There is no doubt about it. You know I'm not lying.
What are you talking about? He was not in my ear. That's not true.
Did you go to him between the break before?
What? Hello?
It is the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox. Didn't matter.
Chris wasn't ready for it.
I took them both out.
No, Chris was
hurt.
He was like,
hey,
Rob G, during the break, he must have been like, man, I got my head handed to me. Rob,
I slaughtered both of them.
No, you did not.
Let's hear what the listeners think. 877-99 on Fox. Who's the MVP? Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, or somebody else?
Hey, Lawrence, in Houston, where I just was, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Probably
what up,
one of the dudes you went out to dinner with. I'm drowning up here.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
Hey, first time caller, man. Big fan of the show, man. I mean, straight down here in H-Town, man. I've been wanting to call y'all. I used to work nights, but now I'm on the day shift. I can finally get in.
Nice. But, appreciate you.
Rob Parker, you know, any time a Brady subject comes up, I just want you to repeat one thing. I was wrong.
I need you to repeat, man. Wow.
There it is.
Man.
That's one.
I'm not going to lie, though. I do have Aaron Rodgers number 2 in my MVP.
I do have him number two,
and it is not. It is pretty close. It is pretty close.
I got Rodgers, too.
Okay. I can't believe my first time getting in is on a Brady subject, man. I'm a huge Brady and Kobe fan. I'm a 93 baby, so I grew up on them.
Right.
All right, brother, we appreciate you. Thanks for the call.
We do, man. Thank you for the support down there in H-Town, my man, Lawrence. Andre, in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, with Brady and Rodgers this year, I got to go with you, Rob. I'm favoring Aaron Rodgers, and it's based off the fact that even though both teams are 9-3, you know, I feel like Aaron Rodgers, he's had more signature definitive victories. And I'm talking about what he did against the Arizona Cardinals on the road without his guys. And I'm also talking about that win against the Rams in Green Bay. That, yes, right. Brady, they did right the ship. That was a nice win against Indy. But they were kind of floundering before that. So even though his stats are a little bit better, you know, 34 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, you know, but, you know, Rodgers with 24 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions. You know, I factored that into the time that he missed. But for me, I haven't seen definitive Brady moments this year. They have a talented team. You know, he has the stats. You know, the roster is loaded. But you haven't seen him really lead them in a very challenge. Now, okay, fine. We'll give him the Colts. But I just need to see that once again to kind of turn the scales. I think that Rodgers, he just has more of those just marquee moments throughout this season, even though the number is a little bit less, but I factor that into the missed time. Tom can get it at the end, but right now I'm going with Aaron Rodgers. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, there we go, 1-1. Let's try to break the tie, Chris. We got Bill in Signal Hill. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Bill?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Great show, fellas. I've been listening to you guys since you started. So,
are you serious? We appreciate that, Bill.
Good stuff. Yep, real good stuff. That said, and you know, I'm from Detroit, so I hate to really bag on you, Rob.
What? You're going to do me like that, Bill?
Oh, come on, man.
It's all good.
I
think you're delusional. I think when you sleep at night, you know, I think you have nightmares, and it's a goat with Brady's face, you know, taunting you in your sleep.
That would be pretty. That would be a nightmare, no doubt about it. I wake up and there's a goat's head in my bed. You know what I mean? The Godfather.
So I don't know. I just think that, you know, I think it's close, but I think Brady just continues to build this body of work all year. And I think he's got it. I think he does. Well, and I'm a little biased, too, being from Detroit. You know what I think about Aaron Rodgers.
No, I know. You hate Aaron Rodgers, and you've seen him beat up on your team for a decade.
Mercifully. Yes. So, but you know, when he cheated, hey, look, and I think also, too, you know, everybody's justifying why he didn't get suspended and why Brown is in Florida and for Tampa Bay. They're all, in my opinion, they're justifying that. Come on, man.
But the only thing we'll say, Bill,
Rodgers should have got one game.
Yeah, Chris said that, but Bill, the only thing is, we've seen the NHL suspend the guy, Chris, for coming with a fake document. Like, that is that's a felony. Like,
no, it's worse.
Like, people don't understand. Like, you just can't make a fake document. You just can't.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences, loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
We are live from those Fox Sports Radio studios. Thank you, Ralph. And our next guest, good friend of mine, love this guy. He's the host of his own show, Weeknights, on Mad Dog Radio. It's called Reister or Wrong. Hint,
mostly wrong. Wrongster is more like it.
He's a radio weekend
George
host. Yeah. He's long-winded. We'll get to ask him one question, and he'll just go.
Well, so, you know, but at least he brings some flavor and color to Mad Dog Radio, so I'm happy about
it. He does bring color to it, that's for sure. Our man, George Reister. What's up, brother?
What up, man? Hey, man. I'm out here bringing the flavor, bringing the funk. You know, I did it for Thanksgiving too, where I had my nice smoked turkey, so it was looking like perfection. Ooh. As well.
Wow. All right. That sounds good. Well, look, bro, we are glad to have you on the show. It's good to hear your voice. And look, let's get right to it. We were talking earlier about Patrick Mahomes. Now, Mike Lombardi, former NFL GM, he said that Mahomes and the Kansas City offense are both broken. Agree or disagree?
100% disagree. So look, this Kansas City team, granted, they started out the season slow, started out 3-4. They've won 5 straight games against good teams for the most part. They beat the Raiders. Yes.
Giants?
Well, of course the Giants are bad. That's why I said except, Rob.
Okay.
I didn't get to them yet. but they have beaten teams that are in the playoff hunt. And the Kansas City offense always operated in the margins. They always were like, yo, I need to make this pass 1 centimeter past this guy's finger between triple coverage, and Mahomes have been able to throw it in a shoebox. But this year, defense has said, all right, look, we're going to make him take checkdowns and take the short passes and just grind it out. And he wasn't willing to do that in the beginning of the season. And that's why he was turning the ball over, because he was missing those throws this season by a centimeter, by an inch, by 6 inches. And now he's had to change his game, which is what Tom Brady, which is what Aaron Rodgers have had to do many, many times, is change it from the way that they did it, and say, all right, well, this season we're going to take more deep shots. This season we're going to take more short passes, and then they've been able to figure it out. But Mahomes is still so young. This is his first time having to do that.
Let's go to college football. And are you happy with the final?
Wow.
Four. What?
That's a jump.
Yeah. No, I mean, but we're not going to beat Mahomes to death. I'm not going to. I mean, I think Mahomes hasn't had a touchdown in his last two games. Like, we've seen some of his career low numbers, and there's different things.
They will be fine, though.
But what does that mean? No, George, all right,
let's
you got
go to
me.
College,
no. I want
to
argue. No, what does that mean? What does that mean? Like,
Rob,
wait a minute. No, wait.
That's what it means.
George, it's just that's just the easy transition.
It means they're the best team in AFC.
Cop out. What does that mean? They'll be fine. What does that mean?
That means that they're one of the two best teams in the AFC right now. It's them and the Patriots.
The way he's playing?
Oh, yeah. They're still the team to beat.
They've won.
To me,
they're
still the team to beat in the AFC.
Is he playing well, yes or no?
He's playing all right. But their defense is playing great.
He's gone from playing poorly to playing all right as Ed. And so that's the other thing, is that he's so good that if he's not playing well and they're winning – and I'm assuming, because he is so great, that he'll be able to get together, that he'll be able to get it together and play better as the season goes on, as they prepare for the playoffs. So
I think you guys are in denial. Let's just move on to college.
Who's better in the AFC? I mean, really?
He's not. I'm talking about his play.
What team is better?
Stop.
What team is better?
That's too lame of
him.
He'll be fine. They've been saying that all year. He'll be fine. No,
give me a team.
It's about Patrick Mahomes is what we're talking about.
Rob,
stop saying he'll be fine. He hasn't had a touchdown in the last 2 weeks.
You can't answer me. You can't answer.
Who's better?
No, I'm asking you about Patrick Mahomes.
No,
You're talking by default.
He said they might win the AFC by default.
They're going to the Super Bowl, George. Tell me they're going to the Super Bowl from the AFC.
They're still going to the Super Bowl.
Okay,
yes.
They're not going to the Super Bowl.
Who is?
The Buffalo Bills are going to the Super Bowl.
Okay. The Buffalo Bills
aren't
even going to win their own division.
You don't believe that, but at least
you gave us. They can't even win their own division.
The Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
He don't believe that.
He doesn't.
He said that with no base.
What are you talking about? The Buffalo Bills. They can get hot the last 5 weeks the way you make
it. Oh, and Kansas City
can? The way that you're making that Kansas City is all of a sudden, he's going to turn the season around. Can we move on? Can we move on?
Rob, should have. The Buffalo Bills can get hot.
I'm gonna give,
but I can't say that Patrick Mahomes.
No, I'm gonna give you this.
Right, so many
right.
Times,
the next time,
all right.
I'm gonna Who's give you this, guys. Listening on the radio, the next time somebody comes on and says they'll be fine, turn the station and find Jim Rome show. Come on, you can't give me that. That ain't good enough.
First of all, don't ever tell anybody leave our show. Secondly, what he meant, it wasn't crazy. He meant they still the best team in the
NFC. I don't know what that means. They'll be fine. I don't know what that means.
It means they still going. They're winning. They're still fine. They're 8-4.
Rob, I told you before that they're the best team in the AFC, and I said they will be fine. Is there more of a take than they're
no? That take doesn't work for me. All right, can we move on? I'm tired of talking. Can we move on?
Let's go listen to the Jim Rome show.
Yeah, right. Let me ask you. Let me ask you about college football and the college football play. Are you happy with the four teams that all four of these teams belong in? And who do you think is going to be in the championship game?
Yes, all four teams belong in. I think they got the order wrong. The Michigan Wolverines should be number one. Alabama should be number two. Georgia number three. And Cincinnati four. And I know that they were trying to, let's not put the same matchups together. But what the committee is tasked to do is do right by the sport and do right by the number one team, which is Michigan, which should be, and then by the number two, three, four, and in that order. And they did right by by in their terms by the sport, where they wanted to make sure that you didn't get the same matchup again. But man, listen, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, this is not a case where Alabama's just going to run over Cincinnati. Cincinnati played Georgia down to the wire in the bowl game last year.
So you you picking Cincinnati?
No, I'm picking Michigan to win the national championship.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I'm picking Michigan to win.
Wow.
Michigan
over Michigan
to,
over who?
Michigan over Alabama.
Alabama? Okay.
Because they are going to knock the doors off of Georgia, just like Alabama did. Georgia's best game, the best team that they played was Kentucky. That's the best team that they played until they played Alabama. And as soon as they played anybody with like a real pulse, they got absolutely boat raced. And I don't know, and because they play run and punt football. And you can only play run and punt football for so long. As soon as you get in must pass situation, they can't do it. So if you can put up points against them, they're in trouble.
Who should win the Heisman?
Oh, the man who should win the Heisman is not even invited to the Heisman ceremony. Like, that's the craziest part about it, is that sometimes with the Heisman, you don't even get the best player there at the ceremony. The best player in the country plays for Alabama, and it is Will Richardson. this man literally is two tackles for loss away from the all-time record. And yes, Hutchinson from Michigan, he deserves to be there. But we have to stop just throwing quarterbacks in the mix. When this was a season to where, you know, the defenders were more dominant than anybody else.
Wow, that's why we call him George Reister and sometimes George Wrongster. Yo,
never.
Great stuff. We got to get you – see, Rob, we got to get him on for like a half an hour.
Yeah, because I need more time. I need more time.
Yeah, we real you. Talk, Wrongster.
That's right.
I need more time. I will absolutely come on and school the both of you, especially I'm surprised that you guys didn't ask me about crystal ball, though.
Well, we running out of time.
Yeah, we just ran out of time.
Can you answer it in 15 seconds?
Who?
Can you answer it in 15 seconds, crystal ball, to Miami?
Who?
You can't. That's your answer. No.
Who?
You just
never,
getting warmed up.
He don't have 15.
Never heard of that guy.
Right.
Never heard of that guy.
We'll have you back on. We'll have you back on.
We will. That's
George, thank you.
We love him. Happy holidays, brother.
That's right.
You too. Happy holidays.
And Will Richardson. Yeah. All right. We'll work with that one. He's going to win the Heisman. All right. Peace, brother. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And my cheese was hot.
You have not heard a Christmas carol until you've heard one by the Ying Yang Twins. We are The Odd Couple. On a Magic City Monday, live from Fox Sports Radio.
I need a cold shower.
I sure do. Man. All right, Rob. So you, look, the Detroit Lions team you covered as a columnist for many years.
20 years. How's that?
20 years. Got their first W of the season yesterday, but you weren't impressed.
It was over the top, like I think Minnesota, like Mike Zimmer, their coach, I think he just sealed his fate.
Well, he's been on the hot seat all year.
He's now, I mean, and Chris, this is the strangest thing. First of all, just their defense for the Lions against the Lions was so soft, which I didn't understand. Like, you got a team that hasn't been able to win, haven't been able to make the plays when they need it. You got to put pressure on them, right?
Yep.
Like I know Jared Goff hasn't played great this year. Guy went to a Super Bowl. Guy was a quarterback of a team that averaged 33.7 points. That's like you're going to give him the space in front of you? Really?
Well, Rob, the defense on that last play, the game-winning touchdown, was horrific. I mean, It was I'm sorry. Like, all they had to do was move up 5 yards or 3 yards or whatever. They were in the end zone. They let the Lions receivers go
to the end zone
a yard or two deep in the end zone before they went up against them.
Like, it makes sense.
Yeah, it was bad.
I mean, the people in Detroit. I talked to Terry Foster, who was a columnist with me at the Detroit News, former Detroit News columnist. And he said the city's going like they won a Super Bowl. He said like he said I'm embarrassed. I talked to him today. Chris, he goes, I'm embarrassed for my city. And Terry's from Detroit. I said, what are you talking about? He said, dude, if you knew what people were saying, and he said, if I say anything bad about Dan Campbell, they are so defensive. Like
Now look, I'll say this. I like Campbell. I mean, we laughed at him. Yeah, but I like his spirit. I do think they've played hard for him. But why does the city love him so much?
I don't know. I mean, you know, he played for the Lions. I don't know if that's just...
The players seem to love him too, Rob. Did you see that video when they celebrated in the locker room?
But did they watch Thanksgiving Day game with clock management? And like, he's learning on the job.
Well, and we talked about it earlier, and I don't know, remember the exact play, but it was 4th down and I believe 2. I'm going to try to call it up. But they went for it in their own territory, right? Yep. And failed. And I guess if you want to say, well, heck, they're 0-10. Who cares? What's it matter? I guess you can do that.
No, but you can't play the game like that. Seriously. Right. I don't care. Like, there's a certain way. If that's the case, Chris, you would go for it on every down, every 4th down.
At this point,
like,
if you're doing it, because we're 0-10.
If you're doing that, like, you could just say, well, what does it matter? We're 0-10-1. Just go for it. What is it, 4th and 19? Just go for it. Let's see. Maybe we'll make it. You can't play like that.
Right. Yeah, that was it. It was 4th and 1 at their own 28.
Oh, God.
Rob G., correct me if I'm wrong. It was 4th and 1 at their own 28, and it was 4 minutes left, and they were leading 23-20.
Makes no sense.
I'm sorry, 23-21.
Right.
And Rob, think about that. If they didn't get it, then Minnesota could kick a field goal.
They were already in field goal range.
And win the game. And who cares? Not who cares, but, you know, we're 10-0. Let's just go for it. What do we have to lose? But anyway, Goff was sacked and fumbled. That was it. And then Minnesota got the ball at Detroit's 19. They scored the go-ahead touchdown.
Right.
Because I remember it, I was trying to remember it off memory. But some people thought that was a fireable offense.
That is a fireable offense, Chris. I'm serious. Like and the only reason he gets away with it is because they won.
Lost, they're 0-10.
Had they lost on that, Chris? Had they not come back and won that game? You got to look at that guy and go, what are you doing?
You got to look at it.
Am I right?
Because I'd probably give him another year, but you got to look at it. You're right. You'd be like, what?
That's
what
not good football. You shouldn't have your players believing that's how you do it. No.
Right.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to punt the ball away, and our defense is going to stop the Minnesota Vikings, and we'll win the game.
You're
telling me you don't believe in the defense.
Yeah, it was. But yeah, Zimmer's been on the hot seat all year, Rob. I think he's a solid coach. I think he probably will get a job eventually somewhere else or has a shot.
Their defense hasn't been where it needs to be.
And they've lost, Rob. They lost. I think they're a pretty good team, but they lose these close games.
They
Bengals by 3, Cardinals by 1, Browns by 7, Cowboys by 4. Ravens by 3.
You got to win some of those.
Like, those are all good teams. And then had they beaten the Lions, but then you go and lose to the Lions?
Can't lose to the Lions. That kills your
season.
They
beat the Packers and the Chargers. So it's a strange situation. But like you said, you can't be the one that gets beat by the Detroit Lions.
Nope.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob signing off. Keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. Mike Harmon and Jason Smith are next. They bring heat.